It's time for Living Gracefully with our friends from Woodland Terrace. Todd Dougherty joining me on the phone. Todd, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Johnny. Thank you.
Now, for folks that happened to catch our conversation that we had last week, we talked about how, when it comes to visiting your family, how to observe some of the things around their home and just make sure everything's safe and everything's good and everything's going well for them. And they're, you know, with maybe they need to take their medication, or you had to make sure all the things are safe where they're, when they're living at their home. And if they're not, how to kind of talk about some of those things. And so I guess we're going to kind of continue that conversation. If you're talking and noticing just something with your family member and noticing that maybe you're not totally fit to be living in alone in your home, and maybe you need to consider something like, say, assisted living. We talked about how to sort of broach the subject about making sure everything's good in your home and talking about stuff. But what about when it comes to that next step of, all right, mom, dad, aunt or uncle, it's time to consider assisted living. How might you best approach that subject or get into that conversation with a loved one, Todd?
You know, so I would actually say that we should have talked about this before last week, because the more proactive you can be in kind of having the decision and involving the person and the person who potentially would be making the move, the sooner you can be having that conversation with them and making them a part of the conversation, so that when the time comes, there has been an ongoing conversation that they have very much been a part of in making the decision, the better and easier that decision is going to be. So if you've gone and you've observed mom and dad, you think that it may be time to start looking. It's really important to listen to what that person's needs, wants, and desires are. So they don't feel like there's just a group of people that are whisking them through this decision-making process and making it for them, and they have no input. So really making sure that someone feels involved in the decision that's being made for them or that they're making for themselves is important. Really understanding what it is that they're looking for, what they ultimately would like. And then it's really, you know, the more proactively you can go tour different buildings to kind of see what the environment is in the building, see what services they have to offer, the better prepared you'll be to make a decision of what place would best meet someone's needs at the time you're actually looking for them.
Yeah, you make a good point of talking about this even before what we talked about last week about, you know, when you notice some of those things, and if things aren't right, then you need to talk about it, because you're right. If you get to that point where you do notice that something's up, or, you know, maybe your family member does need to go and be move into an assisted living facility, you're kind of at that point where it's like, okay, the decision needs to be made. If you're noticing all of this stuff, either one of the family members needs to step in temporarily as maybe a caretaker or something of that sort until you figure out it's a different option like assisted living. So it may be an even tougher conversation to have. But like you're saying now with talking about assisted living and having them be a part of that decision and understand, you know, what they need and go through that assessment. And if you do find an assisted living that you like and that makes sense and is a good fit for that family member, they're more likely to say, all right, I can get on board with this. This makes sense. Yeah, I think this place is great. Or what about, let's try this one. You get a little bit more time to sort of look at some of that and see what's the right fit instead of sort of making a quicker decision. You don't want to make a snap decision. You want to still chat with them about that. What if they're really against the idea completely? What's the next phase? How do you then talk to them more about that if they're a little bit tough to chat with, if they're, you know, sort of saying no to the whole idea?
So I think it's fair to talk through, you know, okay, so what are the alternative solutions? You know, if you don't want to move into a place and you're wanting to stay at home, how do we accomplish that? Right. What is it that we need to do to your house to make it accessible if you are now suddenly using a walker or suddenly using a wheelchair? You know, what are the different things that would need to be done? Is that realistic? You know, we had one of the conversations we had with my mom when she was moving back from Florida last year with the debate of moving my dad into Woodland Terrace or taking him home, and she thought maybe she would take him home with caregivers. And we were all very aware of, you know, the struggle with staffing, how hard it is to find staff. And we were like, Mom, you know, you can find caregivers. I said, but if someone doesn't show up at 11 o'clock at night, like, you're now the caregiver, where if dad's at Woodland Terrace, you know, we have a backup plan for that. But when you're at home with dad by yourself and no one shows up at 11 o'clock at night, you know, you're now the caregiver that's working that shift. And so really talking through all those different steps with someone, to get a real picture of what that would look like with what it is they're wanting for themselves. I think that being patient is extremely important. I think the more proactive you can obviously be having the conversation, the better it is, because it's kind of an ongoing conversation, I think.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes, you know, it takes me, I know, a long time to kind of sit with something and think it through myself. Like, I can't sit down today and have a conversation about me moving into assisted living and make a decision in 30 minutes. Like, I'm going to need to think about that for a while. So really giving someone that time to really think about it, thinking what those alternative options are, how realistic are they? Because it really should be more of an ongoing conversation when it can be.
Yeah, absolutely. I know when I've had, my mom's not even at that point yet where she needs assisted living, but she's already kind of looked at things in her home and said, that could be a problem if I, you know, my mobility is not as good when I get older, or I'm not sure if I'll be able to go down those stairs when I get to a certain age. Already looking at that stuff and knowing what needs to happen so you can either, like you said, make those changes and safety, take those safety precautions ahead of time, or, you know, you sort of look at, okay, well, it's not going to work if I get to a certain point where I need to assisted living. I'm going to just have to go and be in assisted living. So having that good conversation, and like you said, them being part of that decision and having that conversation sooner rather than later is definitely all good things. And if you have a really, really stubborn family member, then I'm not sure what you can do with that one. I know I deal with a lot of stubborn family members, so getting them to make a decision on stuff can be rather tough.
It can. So I will tell you, historically, we have had people that have done it for a trial basis.
Mm-hmm.
So move in for 30 days and see how you like it.
Okay.
You know, I think anything that you can do or kind of negotiate the deal, like how to just try it out for a period of time. That kind of helps take that next step. It can be a huge adjustment for some people, and there are some people that are very opposed to it, and it's extremely challenging when that time comes where a decision has to be made. But I think anything that you can, you know, proactively having a conversation, kind of negotiating a short term, like, we're going to try this for the winter, we're going to try this for a month, whatever it kind of may be, to see what you can do to get someone into a place to see if they can then kind of adjust to being in that place. There's a lot of socialization and other people that you're able to interact with on a regular basis. And if you're living in your house by yourself, you don't get that. And people don't always realize how important that is until they're in a setting where they're now actually, you know, they have neighbors, they have people they're able to interact with, whether there's a blizzard outside or it's sunny or whatever it may be, that then makes living in a place like an assisted living facility much more appealing when you start really actually experiencing what those benefits are.
Now, if someone wanted to have a conversation with the folks at Woodland Terrace about, you know, any of this stuff that we've talked about, of maybe how to approach a family member, or maybe look at some things with and some options for their family member, how might they go about starting that process?
You know, anyone is able to call any of our campuses anytime. We have people at each of the campuses that kind of talk through your individual scenario with you. If you go to woodlandterrace.com, all the campuses are listed there, and the phone numbers are listed, or you can do a form filled to request additional information, you know, via UPS, via snail mail or via email, whatever is most convenient for you.
Carrier pigeon, is that an option?
That may not be currently an option, but we can look into it.
Okay. Is Morse code? I know Morse code. That could work, too. And also,
I know it a little.
A lot of the information that we talked about in sort of this conversation, that you got a lot of good links, I know, on your social media as well. So feel free to check out all of that. We just search for Woodland Terrace. I know you have different social media for different campuses, but if we just search for Woodland Terrace, we'll be able to find some information, right?
That is accurate, yes.
Wonderful. Well, Todd, this is a great conversation. I appreciate you chatting with me about it and look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Thank you very much, Johnny.